I hear what Wallace is saying. I understand what he is saying. I don't agree with what he is saying. I think the first thing to say is that these theological debates have been going on now for 2,000 years, and it's not the purpose of Talk Back to turn into a kind of theological seminary, so we'll not kind of rehearse those. What I would want to say is that I think many of us within that world of evangelicalism need to realise that it's grace that saves you, not theology. And I think what Peter Robinson was doing was an act of grace. It was an act of compassion. It was an act of love. And I think Jesus, right throughout the New Testament, has an awful lot to say about love.
As you say, you're in that evangelical world as well. Do you think that most people agree with you, or that there are numbers of people who would agree with Wallace Thompson and with the Evangelical Protestant Society? I have no idea how big it is as a grouping.
I would actually want to keep theology out of this here, to be quite honest, in relation to that, because it is incredibly complex, and I don't think it's about people agreeing with me or agreeing about Wallace. I think all of us within this society at times would be very nitpicking. This was the right thing to do for Peter Robinson, to send out a signal in a very divided, fragmented community after a hellish conflict here for 30 years to say there are new ways to do things. I think these conversations need to take place theologically, but I don't think they need to be scattered on the front pages of the newsletter. Those should be private debates, and I think sometimes all they do is divide society more. I think let's concentrate on the positive things of acts of reconciliation, acts of grace. I would completely think Peter was doing the right thing.
Father John Forsyth, what message would it have sent had he not taken that step at the time, do you think?
Well, I was very, very pleased that Peter did that at the time. It showed true statesmanship, as did Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams, who went probably for the first time to one of our police officers' funerals. It was a great act of unity. The whole of Ireland was united together in condemnation of those who did that to our young police officer, Ronan Kerr, who had showed great courage. And it showed the new kind of society we want to create. And I thought it was a great image. I mean, also Tom Elliott and Danny Kennedy from the News Party went along. Even the Orange Order criticised them, but they found that there was no fault there and let it pass. And those are old arguments from way back when. This is 2013. I think a lot of young people wouldn't have time for much of this difference. It doesn't do any harm. It's shown respect for another person's tradition. You don't have to believe in it just to be there. Well, it was a great act of statesmanship.